is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. A Delaware jury has convicted President Biden's son Hunter on all three counts at his federal gun trial. CBS's Erica Brown was in the courtroom when a court deputy read the verdict.
Hunter Biden stayed seated with his attorneys next to him. He was looking directly at the courtroom deputy. He distributed very little emotion. We didn't notice anything major, just watching as each guilty verdict came down. And then after the verdict was delivered, he touched both of his attorneys, hugged them. His wife behind him after it was over. He hugged her, embraced her.
The three felony counts are linked to Hunter Biden's purchase of a gun in 2018. CBS's Scott McFarland says sentencing is likely due later on this year.
It carries the risk or the prospect of prison time. Federal sentencing guidelines will likely be calibrated to account for Hunter Biden having no criminal record, for having no federal felonies in his past, for a case that often gets pleaded out and doesn't go to trial.
The jury deliberated about a total of 3 hours to reach the verdict. In New Hampshire, Pamela Smart, serving life for her husband's 1990 murder, has said for the first time she was responsible for plotting to kill him, as she looks now for a sentence reduction. The film To Die For was based on the Smart case. Speaking in Jordan today, Secretary of State Blinken urged Hamas to accept the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal.
I think we all know there is no time to waste, given the hell that hundreds of thousands of Palestinians are enduring every single day.
The U.S.-backed proposal was approved by the U.N. Security Council. Israel has indicated acceptance. The U.N. Human Rights Office, meantime, cites possible war crimes by both sides in the raid by Israeli forces that freed four hostages over the weekend. The White House says it's deeply concerned about the knife attack that wounded four American academics in China. Beijing calls it an isolated incident, and a suspect is in custody. Triple-digit heat has people sweltering in the Southwest. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says that has some researchers hard at work.
At Arizona State University, there's a team welcoming summer's surging temperatures. Researchers use a sweating test dummy they call Andy to study how heat impacts the human body. Professor Konrad Krakacheski is an ASU senior global futures scientist.
We really see that from day to day, as the heat wave continues, your core temperature starts off, you know, half a degree higher every day, and then you are so much closer to a heat illness.
Checking Wall Street, the Dow is down 240. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. The Waukegan woman accused of hitting and killing a 52-year-old man in a hit-and-run incident in Kenosha was in court yesterday. She was allegedly under the influence of marijuana. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has delayed the review of signatures for the recall effort against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. That now won't happen until June 27th. The Recall Voss Committee claims to have submitted 9,000 signatures. The city of Racine has declared June 23rd as Racine Pride Day. There will be a celebration that day from noon to 2 at City Hall. After a 13-year drought, Bradford has a state title. The high school softball team won the state tournament. A parade will be held to celebrate that state championship victory tomorrow. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworks.wi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Brewers with a win over the Blue Jays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-1 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays. The crew had not hit a home run in the past week until Jackson Chourio did it in the third, followed by Willie Adames in the fourth inning on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Adames, deep left center, and the Brewers are going to have the lead. Number 10 for Willie.
That was a bomb.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Willie's such a competitor. I've seen him hit that same home run 20 times since I've been here. Slider kind of down in the zone, right in that same spot.
Colin Ray got the win, now 5-2 for the season. NBA, Darvin Ham coming back to the Milwaukee Bucks as an assistant after a two-year stint as the head coach of the Lakers. UConn's Dan Hurley declining an offer from the Lakers to become their next head coach. NFL, the Packers back on the practice field for the first day of their mandatory minicamp this week in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
More clouds than sun today with high temperatures in the low 70s. Spotty showers have a chance to sprinkle in as well as some rumbles of thunder tonight. Otherwise, becoming breezy and highs for tomorrow cranking to the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
WRJN. It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
Pasadena is driving like 10 miles under the posted speed limit. WRJN local news and timeless hits. Beautiful day, 67 right now. Chance of showers later on tonight. Here's Linda Ronstadt.
Radio Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
And local news and timeless hits are back in WRJN, including the big deal of the day. That's back too. And today's 50% off deal is at Racine Youth Sports. They've got baseball, fall football, flag football, running club. 50% off today at Racine Youth Sports. So go to WRJN.com, click on the big deals tab, and immediately receive 50% off savings on your big deals gift certificate from WRJN.
Check, check, one, two.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them the gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Play Brewers Baseball Bingo presented by U.S. Cellular for the chance to win prizes all season long. Download the MLB Ballpark app from the App Store or Google Play to get in on the action.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't be slow. Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 patient, don't be slow. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train for Chills. Take the last train for Chills. Take the last train for Chills.
All the world of a sun, easy to see. People everywhere just wanna be free. Listen, please, listen, that's the way it should be.
Fill the They call me Mellow Yellow. Sudden grace, electrical banana, it's about to be the very next phase. They call it Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow.
Have ever been spoken. Donovan and Mellow Yellow on local news. Timeless is WRJN. Speaking of news, and now in the police files, Pamela Smart. You remember her from 1990? Yeah, three of her students murdered her young husband. Now that name starts to sound familiar. Anyway, she's been in prison for over 30 years and has now come out and said, yes, I am guilty. Well, we all knew that because we saw the movie To Die For, starring Nicole Kidman. Meanwhile, lady in Milwaukee is now linked to her husband's murder. It was in St. Adalbert Cemetery back in, I believe that was 2020, as I remember that. You know how they linked her to that? It's going to scare you every time you pick up a cup of McDonald's coffee. That's where they found her DNA. And one last thing, Hunter Biden convicted of all three felony charges in the federal gun trial. His dad said, the president, Biden, said if he turns out guilty, he's not going to pardon him.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The mayor of Waupun says there's no need to close the local state prison. The lockup is 176 years old, and four inmates died there in the last year. Ron Bishop says the problems at the prison are for state officials to solve. The Department of Corrections is Waupun's leading employer. Observers say four state Senate seats are competitive this year as Democrats try to take the majority in as soon as 2 years.
If you don't win all four, you're okay. You can get there. If you win just two, that's really tough. That makes it challenging. So for Democrats, they want three. Three gives them a pretty good chance for 2026.
J.R. Ross of WisPolitics speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Waukegan woman accused of running over a man in Kenosha and causing his death was in court yesterday. 37-year-old Sheila Tannen was charged for her involvement in a fatal hit-and-run on Saturday night. The 52-year-old victim, Troy Wolfgart, was struck and dragged for nearly five blocks before being pronounced dead at the scene. Tannen, believed by police to be under the influence of marijuana, faces charges including homicide by vehicle while under the influence, hit-and-run resulting in death, and driving without a license. The result of the recall Robin Voss effort won't be revealed for several weeks. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is delaying the review of signatures for the recall effort against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The results of the new numbers won't come out until the commission meets on June 27th. Pride Day in Racine will be on a Sunday. The city of Racine has declared June 23rd as Racine Pride Day. The celebration will take place from noon to 2 that day at City Hall. It's lucky number 13 for the Red Devils. It's been 13 years since Mary D. Bradford High School in Kenosha won a state title in sports. The drought came to an end over the past weekend with the Red Devils softball team winning the state tournament in Madison. They beat Milton in that title game. A parade will be held tomorrow on Kenosha's north side. The Bradford football team won a state championship back in 2011. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
More clouds than sun today with high temperatures in the low 70s. Spotty showers have a chance to sprinkle in as well as some rumbles of thunder tonight. Otherwise, becoming breezy and highs for tomorrow cranking to the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Your loving, baby. a sign of weakness for a man to be. And weak I would rather be if it means having you to keep. 'Cause lately I've been losing sleep.
WRJM with local news and timeless hits and the Brewers this evening, 6:35 p.m. pregame show. Toronto Blue Jays taking them on and hopefully losing again. It's Jay and the Americans.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other until I kissed you, and then it happened. It took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too, by the look in your eyes, sweeter than a wine.
load for the nighttime. To forget the day. They have up a tight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. Now.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Thank the Lord for the nighttime, Neil Diamond. And me, I thank the Lord anytime I get up in the morning. It's our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest right here on WRJN. It's your chance to win Wisconsin Dells prize packs and Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. And your next chance to win is right here at 1 on WRJN.
Revolutionize your office space with B&L Office Furniture, your trusted source for top-notch workspace solutions. Welcome back your productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional furniture, ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, workstations, everything to create your ideal workspace. Whether it's new or refurbished, their dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff will ensure you find the perfect pieces to suit your style and budget. Your dream office awaits at B&L Office Furniture on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring. Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like climbing a mountain, but that mountain is also covered in banana peels. Then, when something new gets added to your list, you're like, nope, I'm already climbing this huge, super slippery banana peel mountain of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to manage your policy on our mobile app. So climbing that banana peel mountain feels more like a leisurely stroll. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Racine Youth Sports. Providing quality, structured youth sport activities to the children of Racine County, their various programs teach sports fundamentals, good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, and teamwork in a positive, caring, and safe environment. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
Mason Williams, Classical Gas on WRJN, local news and timeless hits. And man, it's beautiful out there, 67 degrees right now with increasing cloudiness right now. Beautiful. Highs in the 70s. Cloudy tonight with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Tomorrow, beautiful. And then Thursday, another chance of some heavy thunderstorms. Right now, it's Sills and Croft, a summer breeze.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window. Let me know everything's all right.
Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. Again, catch us if you can. Time to
WRJN local news, timelessness. That's me snapping my finger. I'm also really good on the air guitar too. You know, just saying. WRJN with Gary. Okay, then the Union Band.
To see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of.